The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." And then he said this, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool. This very night, your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but who are not rich toward God." This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. It feels weird to be down here. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there's this show on Netflix. Maybe you've heard of it. Of course, now I know the host's name. I forget the name of the show. Marie Kondo, have you heard of her? She's like this decluttering queen, right? And so one of her things is, as you're decluttering, hold something in your hands and ask, "Does this bring me joy?" And if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. And if it does bring you joy, then I never get past that part because I get wrapped up like, stuff doesn't bring me joy. So this parable that Jesus talks about is really poignant today. I woke up this morning to the headline of 2 mass shootings in 24 hours, and I thought, church is just going to have to go on without me because I'm going to hide under my bed and pull the covers up where nothing bad can happen. What brings us joy? It's hard to know. I am a gadget lover. I am a tech nerd. If I see a new phone, like, oh, shiny, pretty, I want to play with it. I want it. And you know, as soon as you get a new phone or a new appliance or a new toy, guess what happens? Something else comes out. Like, oh, something else. We can spend our lives chasing the next best thing. And it might bring us temporary happiness, you know, as we figure out how things work or the way a new shirt looks on us or a new pair of shoes or whatever it is that we collect. But if we just chase our stuff, nothing will bring us joy. In this parable, This week, I almost felt like this was God's way of saying, this is why you can't have nice things, world, because you just collect and collect and collect. In this parable, the man has grown, harvested his crops. There's so much that he has to build bigger and bigger and bigger barns. And he thinks that that's all there is to his life. I don't know if you noticed how many times in that text he says, "I." It's, "I have done this. I have done this. I will do this." It was all about him. I wonder what it would have looked like if he had asked God, "God, thank you for all that I have. How can I use it?" See, I don't think God doesn't want us to have stuff. I'm pretty convinced that God likes me to get a new phone every few years. Kidding. I think God is okay with us having stuff, but not to the point where it becomes all about that stuff. That is an empty, empty life, and it's not one that God wants for us. Instead, we can give thanks to God for what we have, what's been trusted to us, and ask God, how can we use it to help other people? If I have 2 loaves of bread, is there a food pantry I can drop one off at? If I have 3 of this, will it bring me joy to keep them all? Or will it bring me joy to share them with somebody who doesn't have? It's all about how we use our stuff, not just collecting, because really, we're not getting out of this with anything other than our relationship with Jesus. That's the only thing we are going to carry with us into the next life. A couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, tomorrow, actually, I got a call from the Grosseteau Police Department, Officer Brozek. And he said, I have to go do a death notification. Would you come with me? And I said, I will. So he picked me up here at the church, and in the car he briefed me. He said, I said, what's going on? And he said, it's a 20-year-old young woman who died unexpectedly in Kalamazoo, and her parents don't know. I'm like, okay. So we headed over to the house. We knocked on the door, and in that breathless moment, we looked at each other, knowing that their lives had changed and they didn't know it. And we had to break that news to them. They opened the door, and we shattered their lives. And as I sat with them that afternoon, not once did they look and say, we have all of this stuff. How amazing is it? We have all of this stuff. We're going to be okay. It's not about what we have, friends. It's about our relationship with God, about growing deeper into that. I can guarantee you that none of the 29 families whose lives were shattered yesterday are wrapping themselves in their possessions. They're thinking instead of how they have to pack stuff up. And I know that they would give it all back to have their loved ones come home. God wants us to have stuff, but God wants us to want a relationship with Him deeper than our quest for the next best thing. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we give you thanks for our blessings. God, we hope and pray that you would help us to chase our relationship with you as much as we might want to chase the next best thing. Help us to put our roots deeply, deeply into you so that we can grow a strong and abundant faith that we can share with the world, so that we can use our possessions to bring other people joy and security. God, we pray this in your Son's name. Amen.